This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, pilot Mike Melville made aviation history. He flew to the edge of space in a privately funded vehicle. Melville's craft, called Spaceship One, was built by a handful of engineers competing for the X Prize. That's a $10 million reward designed to encourage the development of space tourism and affordable space travel. NPR's David Kestenbaum was at the launch at an airport in the Mojave Desert in California.
Spaceship One took off into the desert sky attached to the underside of a spindly, high-altitude plane. There were fire trucks nearby just in case. The two aircraft spiraled up into the sky for about an hour, getting smaller and smaller. Then Spaceship One detached and fired its rockets. A white contrail followed it up and up and up. Spectators shielded their eyes and watched until it disappeared. There was a tense moment before a voice crackled over the loudspeaker that everything seemed to be okay. A little later, Spaceship One glided back down to Earth and landed right where it had begun. The pilot, Mike Melville, climbed out. The door was small and round. He looked like a man exiting a washing machine. He spoke afterwards and seemed transformed.
I must say I wasn't scared. I was a little nervous when we got in the airplane, but I was not afraid all the way up. But I was a little afraid on the way down.
The early designs for Spaceship One, which uses ultralight composite materials and a novel rocket engine, had been sketched on a napkin years ago by engineer Bert Rutan. Rutan said the flight did not go as planned. There was a problem with a critical device that controls the trim of the wings, and the craft ended up 22 miles off course at one point. Fortunately, there was a backup steering system in place.
The good news is that even though we were that far off, and even though we had some issues in the early stage of the boost, which meant that we weren't flying as efficiently, we did get there. And there, small margins, but we got there. 328,491 feet.
The team had hoped to reach what is called the edge of space, 100 kilometers up. And they made it, Rutan said, but barely, by 400 feet. The pilot, Mike Melville, said the view was almost a religious experience. Though the desert below was sunny and hot, Melville looked up and saw the pitch black of space. No one there, he said, except perhaps the Lord. He decided to mark the occasion.
When I got to Apogee, I stopped flying the airplane. I stopped the rates. I got all the rates nulled down. And then I reached in my pocket, and I took out some candy-coated chocolates, all different colors, and I let them go in front of my face. And they just spun around like little sparkling things. And I was so blown away, I couldn't even fly the airplane.
To win the $10 million X Prize, Rutan and his company Scaled Composites will have to repeat the flight, carrying three people or a pilot plus the weight of two others. And they'll have to do it twice within 2 weeks. Spaceship One is being funded by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, who says he's putting more than $20 million into the project. Some spectators felt private companies were their last hope for getting above the atmosphere. One held up a sign that read, Spaceship One, Government Zero. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Mojave, California.